Hey, very good morning to you. It is the 24th of November, 2020. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6 and verse 31. And he said to them, come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. My perception of Jesus was that he was never in a rush when he walked upon this earth. He always had time for everyone. Remember the Samaritan woman at the well? He had lots of time to talk to her. When the disciples tried to keep the children from coming to him, he said, "Forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven." Why? Why did he always have so much time on his hands, and yet he did more than any other person has ever done in the history of the world? Well, I think it was because his life was very organized. How is your life today? I know I'm speaking to myself at the same time. He was disciplined. He always got up early in the morning. The disciples could never find him. He was up on the mountain speaking with his heavenly Father. He never wasted time. He never dallied. He got the job done. We had a man working on our farm many years ago. His name was Crichton Umube. He was a wonderful man. He's since died, gone to be with the Lord. But Crichton was never in a hurry. But he got through amazing amounts of work. His specialty was fencing. He built fences for us, for our cattle. And those fences, by the way, are still standing today. But he never seemed to be in a rush. When he did something, he always did it correctly. He dug deep holes for the corner posts. They never moved. All his equipment was always on site before he started work. He would roll out his rolls of barbed wire. He would put all his fencing standards in position, equally spaced, and the little droppers in between them. His pliers, his wire pullers, his hammer, his staples were in his toolbox close at hand. He moved slowly. He always looked like he wasn't doing much. And I would become very agitated at times because I am confessing my sins today. I was running around always, flat out. I would come to him and say, "Crichton, please, this fence must be up by this afternoon. We are moving a herd of cattle into the field early tomorrow morning." He would just smile and say, "No problem." By knockoff time, that fence, that gate, was standing beautifully straight. The wire strands were so tight, you felt like you could play a tune on them. He was moving slowly. We get much more done when we do things God's way. And you'll be a much nicer person to be around when you're not rushing around all the time. People will actually inquire of you, "How do you do it?" There's your opportunity to tell them about Jesus Christ, your ultimate example. Have a wonderful day. God bless you and goodbye.